Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
Siri, who's gonna win the Super Bowl?
Apparently, the odds favor the Patriots over the Falcons by 3 points.
She's supposed to give a prediction.
I see that.
Yeah, but yeah. I didn't hear a prediction there.
Well, she's saying what the odds are right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, that's
right?
All she's saying, yeah, what so. The odds are. I don't know about you, but I feel like there's not a lot of hype with the Super Bowl this year, that nobody really cares.
I think you're crazy.
Remember, we saw that survey that 27% of the people out there don't even want the Patriots to win.
I think you're crazy. I can't wait for the... Who are they playing?
They're playing the Atlanta Falcons.
Can't wait for it.
You can't wait?
Cannot wait. Yeah. Sunday. Yeah. Sunday at 4.
Yeah.
Or what time is it? I'm supposed to be there at 4.
I don't know. I think it's around 4:44. See, we don't even know what time it starts.
No, I'm just I have to be there at 4.
I
know it starts at 4-ish.
I think it starts around 4:45 or 5:15, Sean. I'm not really sure. But it is the Super Bowl coming up this weekend.
4:30.
All right.
You don't think I'm going to watch? I'm going to watch back-to-back Super Bowl coverage. I'm from the kickoff to the analysis at the end.
Wow.
I don't know. I don't buy that. I think you've heard the term fake news.
Yeah, I've heard the term.
I think you're going to a fake party.
How dare you?
I don't think you
wearing,
ladies.
I'm wearing my Brady jersey.
Jamie.
What?
You will not pay attention to what's going on between the Patriots and the Falcons.
Uh-huh, I'm wearing my Brady jersey.
Here's what you'll do. You're going to have a blast up until kickoff. You're going to watch that whole national anthem. I think it's Luke Bryan, right?
I love him. He's sexy.
Somebody.
He's not sure. He's a sexy tartar.
You'll watch that, and then you'll be all gung-ho. They'll kick off the ball, and then you'll just... disperse. You guys will just go from room to room and drink and drink and drink and then come back and watch a commercial.
Why would we go room to room to drink? What does that even mean?
You go back to the kitchen, get a chicken wing, and then come back into the living room.
I don't think we're
going to
have chicken wings.
I'm just saying what I would do. You know?
I don't think there'll be wings.
Will you please
just
listen to what I'm saying? Then you'll be back engaged when the Super Bowl halftime happens. Uh-huh. You'll see Lady Gaga.
Sorry, I didn't sing along with her.
Boy, you're going to be a fun party. I wish I could go to your party.
Did you see this? This actually really irritated me. It says Wallet Hub checked out 244 cities with at least one college or professional team to determine the best places for football fans. We didn't make the list.
This is a crock.
We didn't even make the list for best football fans. Number one was Green Bay, which I believe. Number two was Pittsburgh, New York, Dallas, Boston, Seattle, whatever. We didn't make the list of the top 10 football towns.
No, it doesn't make sense. I don't know how Denver, Colorado does not make the list. Now, here's what they took into account. They looked at the NFL team.
Team performance, ticket prices, fan engagement, and more.
Then they looked at college, which college might have held us back just a bit, okay? Because in lots of different parts of the country, college is bigger than it is here.
I don't know. CU had a pretty good year.
Just say it.
Oh, my God.
In certain parts of the country. But what doesn't make sense, Jamie White, back to your argument, Seattle? How does college help them?
Number six, Seattle. They came in number six.
And they came in six. There are cities on there that we should be well ahead of. I've never lived in a more passionate NFL city than Denver, Colorado.
I agree with you.
Ever.
I just was shocked at that. And then the other one I wanted to read to you real fast. Remember when Tom Brady last year came out with this super special diet and he sold diet books? They were limited edition. They were like $1,500 and he signed them and it was a super secret way to be healthy. Mm-hmm. Scientists now are saying his diet is BS.
They're crazy.
Huh?
They're crazy.
Can I read it to you?
Yeah, read it to me, but I don't believe it.
Scientists say New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady's alkaline diet does not work at all. He eats 80% vegetables, whole grains, and 20% fish and lean meats. Sounds like it would work, yeah. Right? And certain cuts of steak and duck. He doesn't touch any sugar at all. He doesn't eat any white flour.
Okay.
And he doesn't eat nightshade fruits and vegetables, which include tomatoes, peppers, potatoes, and certain berries.
Mm-hmm.
They say that the diet doesn't work, and him saying that that it's non-alkaline will not change the pH of your blood in any way at all.
Says some fat guy sitting behind a desk eating a donut.
It just says it won't change the alkaline of your body. It says,
Look at Tom Brady. Folks, he's a picture of health. Look at this guy's a stud. He's 39 years old. He's out there on a football field, NFL. And the guy, did you see him at the press conference yesterday?
I didn't watch a press conference.
He looked awesome.
He did?
Yeah. And this guy's saying it doesn't work? Just look at him.
Well, these are scientists, okay?
Yeah.
They know stuff. Scientists know stuff.
Doesn't mean that's actually what he's eating.
I feel like he's lying.
You know what I mean? We don't see him put
that
food.
Who doesn't eat sugar or flour?
That would be so hard.
Oh, my God. How can you possibly not eat sugar? Everything has sugar in it. I mean, every single thing you eat seems like it has sugar in it.
Well, he says he doesn't. I don't know.
Crap.
No dairy? I mean, not even a glass of milk?
You know he has a Snickers.
Not one bite of cheese.
And you eat flour? You know he eats some flour.
You know,
cupcakes.
Yeah, I never liked Brady, but yeah. I mean, he really is good. I mean,
dare you?
And then after yesterday's press,
deflates his balls.
Listen, yeah, shooter.
Listen, Linda.
Yeah, what?
After yesterday's press conference, the way he feels about his dad and that teary-eyed.
Well, why would he say about his dad? I didn't even know. God. Do you have it? Do you have the audio?
Indeed, I do.
Okay.
Indeed, I do.
Let me hear.
Listen, the sentimental.
Sentimental?
Yeah.
What's sentimental?
He's sentimental. The sentimental. Tom Brady at the Media Day press conference at the Super Bowl. Siri, who's...
Whoa.
It sounds a lot like you.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, all right, it's crazy.
Here's Tom Brady.
My dad. What? I'm not talking politics at all.
Wait, what's that?
Yeah. Who's my hero?
This is great audio.
It's a great question. Well, I think my dad is my hero because he's someone that I look up to every day. And
here's where he's crying.
My dad. That was it. Did he have to just...
We had to hear all that for that.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I think I'm a fan now. I think I got to root for the guy. He loves his dad.
He might want to edit that a little bit.
Will you stop complaining?
Did you hear the whole first part?
That guy is crying.
All right. What's Sean? Are you crying?
I bet the quarterback for the Falcons loves his dad, too.
Ooh. Snippy.
His dad passed away.
Well, it doesn't mean he didn't love him.
Exactly.
He could still have more love for him than a living dad.
Insensitive.
I'm just saying.
That was sweet. It was really sweet. I love the first part, especially.
Yeah, that's his hero. You got to kind of like that.
Oh, come on.
I think I'm becoming a Brady fan. I really do. And not.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.